Howard, did you see any immediate results when you started this incredible program of healing for yourself?
I did not, Robert, and that, I think, is the hardest part. It's the getting started with the feeling that someday I will get better and maybe I won't see any great results right away, but I need to stick with this. And so that, kind of like when you asked earlier if holistic healing was a quick way to recovery, it is not, but also it's not really a quick way to feeling great right away. I would say that there were times along the way when I thought, okay, I don't think I'm any worse today than I was yesterday. There was a rare occasion here or there where I thought, you know, I feel a little better today than I did yesterday. When I went for my three-month follow-up visit in February of 2010, my neurologist said he actually was able to detect that my rigidity was probably around the same, maybe a tiny bit better. You know, there were some things that even he could see, but they were very, very small. Let me put it that way.
How is it then that you stuck with the idea and the approach of holistic healing, even though you didn't see any measurable results right away?
Well, that's the part that takes a lot of faith. A lot of faith and family and friends, emotional support, and really just that feeling that says, I need to do this. Now, I can tell you because I through my blog, I communicate with a lot of people, and others have pointed out to me that one of the things that they think probably helped, and I believe they are correct, is that I had about a decade's worth of history of things around the house that really made me know and believe that holistic healing will work. And so even though I didn't see measurable results right away, I really had a good sense that I would be recovering one day. And that's a big part of it. I think that, you know, conceptually, I think some people feel that they got the disease when they were diagnosed. And obviously that would be very rare, I guess I would say. Maybe not obvious, but most people really think about it kind of like I did back then, is that you can say, wow, I've had some things wrong with me for probably quite some time. And then, you know, you realize, oh, I have a bigger problem now. And those little things along the way, I really wasn't paying too much attention to. You know, kind of the way with holistic healing is you didn't get Parkinson's the day you were diagnosed, and you're not going to get rid of it, you know, the day after the diagnosis. I would imagine that the captain of the Titanic only saw the tip of the iceberg, if even that. But there was, history says, an ice mountain that had been growing for a long time under the surface. And I kind of think Parkinson's is that way, that when it finally breaks the surface, that there are a mountain of layers below that need to be dealt with in order to recover, that holistic healing starts from very deep within. And so as I was healing my organs, you know, it didn't give me any great feeling on the surface. As a matter of fact, in December of 2009, I actually had lost tactile feeling on the outside of my skin. I couldn't tell the difference between, you know, hot water or boiling water. I would cut myself or get a mosquito bite. I didn't feel it. My body had stopped sweating. I had to think those things through and realize that, and this is the thing that most people, a difficult concept, and that is that in holistic healing, more times than not, pain is going to be representative that you're making progress. it's completely kind of turning the general theory of pain on its head, because most of the time when we feel pain, it is something we try to avoid or something that we go get remedied so we don't have to feel the pain. When in holistic healing, when you're cleansing toxins, they do not leave without a fight. And so I think one of the things also about the holistic healing is it's something that you have to really be strong-willed about, because there's pain that is going to be felt, but then ultimately that pain is going to go away. And I like to refer to it as good pain. I mean, if you think about it, one of the things that I did is called standing. Well, to me, if all you're doing is standing, and after a couple of minutes of standing, the energy is moving in your body and you start to feel pain, I view that as good pain, because there's very little you can do to hurt yourself from a pain perspective by just standing. And so it kind of takes a bit of a different mindset to really stick with it. And also, one of the things that helped in sticking with it is I really did not put a lot of worry or concern into when I was going to get better. Matter of fact, I was quite surprised that I had recovered in 9 months. I did not have that expectation of that type of result. So it wasn't like I was running in a race. It was more like I was just plodding along. As I tell people sometimes, this is a race won by the tortoise, just kind of slow and steady, you know, as opposed to the hare. And it does take a certain amount of resolve in order to not be frightened when the disease fights back, because it does fight back. And I think most of the time, if we start a new exercise or start doing something differently and we get some pain with it, then the natural thing that we do is stop. And I feel that means the disease wins, because it gets in your head and it wants you to stop. I can tell you, I had an argument with myself almost every morning to have to convince myself to do the exercises and do the meditations. And I mean, face it, I was the one who was taking responsibility for getting better. So if I didn't do the exercises and I didn't do the meditations, it wasn't going to have a good ending. There'd be no possibility of a good ending. But I still, it's one of the things about the disease I feel very strongly about, is that it just fights you back. And I did have a discussion and sometimes an argument with myself. No, you don't really need to do them. You know, you can skip a day. And so there's that constant feeling that you have to just keep pushing ahead and pushing ahead and pushing ahead. At a certain level, it's achieving a balance. That I think that Dr. Shaw expresses it very well with soul, mind, body medicine. Theory being, first you heal the soul, and then the mind and the body will follow. What I realized as I was progressing along is that I did need to work on the meditations, and I did need to work on keeping strong faith in those things. And I kind of looked at Parkinson's that way, because if you think about Parkinson's and you think about the soul, mind, and body aspect of it, it's kind of Parkinson's. You know, physically, it knocks you off balance. I mean, you move slowly. You have to be more cautious. You're looking down, you're not looking forward. It puts your body in a posture that makes it nearly impossible to walk balanced, with a bent neck and a bent spine and your head looking down. You don't have a good visual frame of reference. So physically, you're really out of balance. And what that leads to is mentally, you get knocked off balance because of fear. Afraid of falling, afraid of freezing, afraid of what people think when they see you, afraid of where the future of Parkinson's may take you, wheelchair or walker. And so to me, that's the thing about Parkinson's really getting you off balance, because physically you get knocked off balance, that leads to mentally getting knocked off balance, and then that ultimately leads to spiritually getting knocked off balance, because facing all of these things, one tends to give up hope that you can get better, particularly when you're diagnosed with a disease where they tell you you cannot get better. It takes a different mind and a different spirit and a different fight, because once Parkinson's knocks you off balance on those three things, I think Parkinson's is winning. I, along the way, learned that actually it needed to be flipped around the other way. And when I say flipped around the other way, as Dr. Shaw would say, first heal your soul and your mind and body will follow. It takes a very strong belief and a very strong faith that you have the power to heal yourself. And you have to know that, and not just think it, but you have to know it in your heart of hearts and your soul of souls that one day you will get better. I really did. I knew I would get better. I really accepted that as fact. I did not know when. I knew I needed to get my body ready. I knew I needed to have a good attitude and get my mind ready. But, you know, on the spiritual side, I was really still kind of looking on the outside. Then really what I needed to do was focus on healing from the inside, from the spiritual side. And when I say that, I mean letting go of my fear of Parkinson's and letting go of negative thoughts about what might happen in the future and letting go of those types of fears. Very liberating in fighting this disease, because fear is the great facilitator, I think. It really plays into making one physically and mentally not balanced in fighting the disease. The meditations and the affirmations were very, very important, and I feel that what happens is that they help reduce adrenaline and open up the doors for dopamine. And I really think that that is an important relationship. You know, when one is in adrenaline mode, I guess best example is you're walking along and the lion jumps out of the bushes and you start running. Well, you're in adrenaline mode. Your adrenaline kicks in and you take off. Well, when your adrenaline kicks in and you take off, your adrenaline is telling the other parts of your body, I don't want to have to stop for a restroom break. I'm trying to survive here. And I don't want to have to stop and eat or drink because I'm trying to survive here. I feel that being in a fast-paced life and dealing with issues in life, that adrenaline, when one gets used to being in adrenaline mode, that it really takes over in a way and it upsets the balance of the body. And that by doing these meditations and doing these affirmations and getting rid of the fear and calming myself and getting rid of the anger and things of that nature, that what it did was it allowed my adrenaline mode to back off and it allowed the dopamine to flow. I know that this is a theory that many listeners just rolled their eyes about, but I can tell you sincerely that that was what I experienced, and that I did meditate very, very much on those issues. I actually had a conversation with my adrenaline and, you know, told my adrenaline that for years I needed to be in adrenaline mode just for surviving in life. But all of those stressors of life that had existed in those years were no longer in existence. So it was okay for my adrenaline to back off a little bit. then I would have a conversation with my dopamine, and I would tell my dopamine, I know during all of those years that adrenaline was in charge, you had to shut off, turn the faucet off, not flow. And just like my organs weren't functioning properly, my liver wasn't functioning properly, my large intestine wasn't functioning properly, these are all things I learned with Parkinson's disease. And so I would have that conversation and tell dopamine, it's you did need to get out of the way, but I need you now. The only thing is, I don't know how much of my adrenaline should be flowing, I mean, how much of my adrenaline should be backing off, and how much of my dopamine should be flowing, what is the proper mix. I would tell them, I need the two of you to work on this with the higher power, and I'm going to go meditate on something else so that I don't get in the way of the conversation, but I need to get my body back in the proper flows so that I can get back to being a regular person again and I can recover from this disease. And ultimately I did.
Pretty clearly that meeting had a very good outcome.
Yes. And it wasn't just one meeting. It's something that I did. But I will tell you, once I started doing those meditations, I would say that I saw very, very little results for probably 8.5 months. And I started doing those meditations every day. And then the forceless spontaneous release, Yin Tui Na, that I mentioned, my wife did for me the footholding for about a half an hour for a week. And I can tell you that within the first few days of that, after 8.5 months of seeing very little results, I started to see results, and they started to happen fast. And within the next 2 weeks, I was completely symptom-free. And that's one of the things about holistic healing, where I talk about how it's from deep, deep within, is that you're doing healing in areas where you're not aware. I mean, how do you know if your organs are healing? I mean, you can't see it. You really kind of don't feel it. How do you know if your liver is being cleansed? Those aren't things that you can touch or see or even feel. That's where the faith comes in. You have to believe in the process. You have to believe that it is going to happen, because if you truly, sincerely believe in the process, then, and this is where the soul, mind, body comes in, when you have faith and you really believe in the process, then your mind doesn't have to worry that it won't work. Your mind will follow. Because if you truly believe you will be successful at some day in the future, then your mind has no need to worry about anything about bad consequences. And your body, you're working hard with your body, and your body responds as well. And so that's why I really feel Dr. Shaw hits the nail on the head when he talks about healing the soul, and the mind and body will follow. And I will tell you, even in that example I gave you about breaking your arm and going to the doctor, if you think about it, when the doctor says, Robert, your arm is going to be good as new, I'm just going to set it and put it in this cast, and then when you come back in X amount of time, I'll take off the cast and you'll be good as new. If you think about it, you have faith in the doctor, and you have faith in the process. So the entire time that your arm is in that cast, you don't worry that it isn't going to get better. What does your body do? Heals itself. It gets better. So even in that simple example, not that we ever stop and think, gee, how did this process really work? But along the way of fighting with Parkinson's disease, I did stop and think about all of these things. And I really think that that holds true even in that simple example of your arm healing itself, because you believe in the process. So you don't grieve over it, and I can't imagine that there's very many, children who fell and broke their arm and the doctor put it in the cast and said this will be good as new, that fretted about it one moment after that. They're back in the playground, they're back outside running around playing, they're not really concerned about it, because they have faith in the process, they don't worry about it, they get better. And I feel that you can do the same thing with Parkinson's. It's not as easy, but it can have great results. And obviously, can I promise that anybody who does what I did will recover? Of course not. But I can tell you this is what I've done, this is what I did, I feel that doing these things, I can't see where it would have bad results for anybody, and I really feel very strongly that, you know, everybody has to get on their own path, but I feel that the path that I did, and I notated it very carefully, is something that is repeatable by others, and that others have a very substantial chance of recovering. I feel very strongly about that.